If you traveled by air recently, you know what a hassle it is. Not only do you have to get to the airport hours and hours ahead of time, but no matter how early you are, there just doesn't seem to be enough time. Yes, all the security there seems like a bother, but it's necessary if you're going to safeguard not only our planes, but the airport itself. Despite these precautions, however, any one of us could be hit by a sniper as you drive along the freeway. Anyone could be shot in a drive-by shooting. Yes, uncertainty and random cruelty seems unavoidable today. Yet to live in a climate of fear and terror seems almost impossible. Fear and terror means living with dread and panic. And dread and panic make peace and hope and love seem unattainable. However, this Sunday's readings are full of images that offer us hope in a world of shadows. Jesus offers us and his disciples through images. Salt, a city on a mountaintop, and a lighted lamp. All these images are very real and very vivid. They offer us the possible and the impossible. Think about it for a moment. Salt had many uses in ancient times. In a time without refrigeration, it was first and foremost a preservative. Like our own times, salt was also used to season food, to make it taste better. Salt was rubbed on newborn babies to strengthen and cleanse them. It also cauterized and healed wounds and infections. It was also used in sacrifices and to seal agreements between people. Indeed, salt was so precious that soldiers were given it as a portion of their pay. Of course, salt did not lose its taste, but if such an impossible thing occurred, it would be thrown out and trampled. It would be useless. The second image Jesus offers us is a city on a mountain. During the time of Jesus, mountains were special places. On a mountain, it seemed that one was very close to God. Pagan sanctuaries were built in mountains. Moses received the law on one. And of course, Jesus taught on the side of one. Noah's city on a mountaintop could not be hidden. It was impossible to hide a city that was so highly positioned. Finally, Jesus speaks of lighting a lamp and putting it under a bushel basket. She might imagine oil was a precious commodity in ancient times. It would have been very foolish to light a lamp and then extinguish it by covering it. Instead, its proper use was to put it on a stand where it could illuminate the entire house. Think about it. These two images set forth by Jesus contrasts the impossible. Salt losing its flavor, disguising a city, and hiding a lamp. So what do these words mean? And how do we interpret them? Well, to be salt of the earth, to illumine our world means that we need to witness. In other words, we are called to be light for all nations and light for all people. We need to make Christ Jesus visible and present for the hopeless. Like salt losing its flavor, it's unimaginable that we, like the disciples, could be anything less than what we are. For as Christian Catholics, we are called to be concrete signs of God's presence in a dark and dangerous world. And if we aren't, we can't shine our light, the consequences are dire. They are dire for our world. And so against all odds, we cannot give up hope. We cannot give up hope for our world. For only we can make a difference. Only we can shine our light. Today we hear very clear messages. Clear messages and how God's call to us to take care of one another. As the prophet Isaiah says in the first reading, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the poor and homeless, clothe the naked, and treat one another with mercy, kindness, and compassion. For we, like the disciples, are salt of the earth. We are called to bring light into our world, a world that so desperately needs our hope, a world that desperately needs our help. Our world needs our light. Indeed, we must bring about radiant dawn. Our world needs disciples who follow Christ Jesus, disciples who witness to both word and deed. And Jesus said, you're the salt and light of the world, a light that no darkness can ever extinguish. Love one another as I have loved you. Forgive one another 70 times 7. Do good to those who hurt and persecute you. Give. Give without counting the cost, and it shall be given back to you. Full measure, shaken down, and running over.